This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, school. K through 12, yes, districts are figuring that out. Colleges and universities are as well. Some going online only, some going with some kind of hybrid, but nothing that could remotely be called normal. So if you're a college student or the parent of same, what are the economic calculations you're making about whether to go back or maybe take some time? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman did some asking around.
When colleges shut down in March and sent students home to finish the semester online, schools worried if their students would re-enroll in the fall. Sallie Mae, the giant private college lender, surveyed families in the spring.
And what we found was there's really no gap year here.
Martha Holler at Sallie Mae says only 2% of students plan to take time off from their education.
The overwhelming majority are planning on returning to their current school.
Fitch Ratings has also found most students plan to continue college in the fall and want to be on campus. Analyst Emily Wadwani says administrators are trying to calm families' fears.
Working with health professionals, they have planning teams in place, protocols that will ideally keep the students and the staff and faculty safe as best they can.
And it's not like the choice to take time off would be an easy one, says Beth Akers at the Manhattan Institute.
To be in a position of taking a gap year requires a lot of financial privilege. So a lot of students who are in college are older, they maybe have children, and they may be relying on financial aid to pay their household expenses.
Many schools are still finalizing their fall plans. Robert Franek at the Princeton Review says the 100% online model may be the right thing for some schools in the pandemic, but
students still want to be face-to-face, in class, or some hybrid model.
And he says some students are waiting to find out if they'll be on campus or home with their parents before they re-enroll. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.